Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Yes. All greetings. It is I, the Count. And it's time to answer that fascinating question. What is the Sesame Street number of the day? Let's count the bats and find out. That's one. One bat. Two. Two bats. Three. Three fabulous flyers.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of its Tootsie Farm?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three.
Fire!
All right, we're back. Did you get the hints there? What's the theme of the opening music?
The theme definitely is the Batman theme.
Well, Batman and the number three. You and got the count.
Yes, and the three must mean the very third podcast here.
Yeah, the third Pyro Podcast, Fireworks Brigade. Today we have Keegan sitting in with us.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
All right. Keegan works here at Star Fireworks, and he's going to sit in on the podcast with us and see where it takes us.
And this is the very first podcast that we're doing from the office of Star Fireworks at midnight right now. It's actually midnight.
Yeah, so if we're a little loopy or, you know.
Definitely always a little loopy.
Yeah. We're always a little loopy, yeah. But if something, you know, if we don't sound coherent or whatever, that's just, blame it on.
Lack of sleep.
Lack of sleep, yeah, and that'll happen at Star Fireworks. So why don't we
And I think the fireworks dust has something to do with that, too. It's kind of like a, you know.
Gets into
your system and just makes you a little goofy.
And you guys just ate some pork chops, so maybe
we had some pork chops and E. coli. It was really good.
I've never seen anybody try to cook a pork chop in a toaster oven.
Well,
there's always a first.
And you just never know how we're gonna, you know, we're gonna light while we're doing it. You know,
you probably would have had a better chance cooking the pork chops like on a 500-gram cake.
Yes, or under a giant sparkler. Speaking of giant sparklers, we have that 40-inch sparkler out on the shelves now, and that could have probably cooked a few pork chops right there alone.
There you go. Well, today we're going to talk about, since we are so close to the 4th, today is Sunday, whatever it is, the 28th. The 28th today, yeah. So we're gonna talk about, you know, 4th of July coming up. Let's talk about what's going on in Fargo, and then maybe we go across the country a little bit. We got some newspaper articles and things like that. So why don't we start off first by talking about what's most important, what's going on in Fargo with the fireworks.
Fargo and fireworks has been pretty good since actually 27th started the actual day for retail in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all year long they can't buy until 27th of June, and it goes till midnight July 5th. So it's kind of crazy. Everyone coming in at once. And we're going to have a lot of rain out here. Other parts of the country, I think like California, is kind of having a little drought area, but we're having tons of rain. There's actually white caps in our puddles today when it was so windy out there. It reminded me of the Geico commercial with the little boat. And I'm ready to come in. No, that's how I felt out there.
Was that from the wind?
Yeah, the wind was so strong. Yeah, we already lost two flags. And
And wind's not good for fireworks.
No, wind is not good because it makes them do crazy things and drift off in areas that sometimes start a fire. But with all this rain, we're not going to be starting any fires.
Right. But isn't the wind good, though? If there's too much smoke, wouldn't the wind blow the smoke away and actually makes it easier to see the effect?
Oh, yeah. So if there's no wind, that's even worse because then you can't see anything throughout the smoke, depending on how many fireworks you're shooting at once.
Mm-hmm.
But fountains cause more smoke than aerials, so that's good to have wind during fountain days.
Okay, well. And I don't, yeah, wind, regardless of wind, white caps in the puddles doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, is it?
I saw somebody in the parking lot, Auntie M, take me home with those ruby slippers. Help.
Yes.
And, they say Chicago's the windy city, but every time I'm here in Fargo, it's way windier here. I think it's the flat.
Yeah, it's so flat. There's no trees. All the trees blew to Minnesota, I think. All the seeds blew over to Minnesota. And so why we have no trees here.
Well,
Keegan,
right.
You're looking at a stranger, Keegan.
No, I'm here. I'm just taking it all in.
Well, Keegan, you've been working here for a long time. So today, second day of retail week or whatever it is, anything different that you've noticed or?
Yeah, I feel, especially this year, now that the 4th of July is going to be on a Friday, people are just gearing up and they're ready to go out to the lake. So they're coming here first to grab their supply while it's here.
Yeah.
But it's been a busy one already. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's been very crazy here. It's just unbelievable.
What do you think? Is there anything trending or anything that, you know, people are gravitating more towards? Or is it pretty much status quo, business as usual? Or
well, for the last few years, it just seems like everyone's coming and getting those 500-gram cakes, and we're selling probably less reloads now. It seems like everyone comes in, well, I don't really want to do the reloads. I want to do a little more cakes, and you know, it seems like reloads are very labor intensive, so I think it's just people are gravitating towards that. And mm-hmm. of course the younger ones are still doing the reloads and they're buying them up, but it seems like a lot of our steady customers have been changing over to the 500 gram cakes and the big 9-shot racks, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, that seems to be the going trend these days. But and
yeah,
also I noticed that, you know, typically the way it is around here, and I probably everywhere else, but the people that buy the big stuff, I mean, they all come in early, and then the last few days before the 4th, you get the people buying the stuff for the kids, and they bring the kids in.
Yeah, and the assortments, you know, always seem to go that last 2 days, the 3rd and the 4th. The assortments are just flying off the shelves, where beforehand they're making their own packages, basically, and picking out their own things. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, we do such a good job here at personal shopping, so I think we've kind of spoiled a lot of our clients for now to just come in and have me do it and Keegan do it or Dino do it. And so it seems like you know, we're like our own assortment factory here. You want Wendy's assortments? No, I'd rather just have you do it. Okay, but I did these earlier in the year. But it doesn't seem to, they like the hand fresh picked ones, I guess. So.
Yeah, well,
yeah. But whatever they like, and I like doing it, so it doesn't really bother me.
Right. Well, that's why they come in for the personal service.
That's so. It.
And we talked about the weather, so there's no drought or anything to worry about.
No, not at all. So. There's tons of water.
I got a business something from a newspaper from Sacramento, and I guess they're having a drought. I'll just read through it. The convergence of drought, parched conditions, recent rash of suspected arson caused fires around the state, and the increased movement of illegal fireworks into California are bringing renewed commitment to fire safety enforcement efforts in the run-up to the 4th of July.
Yes, we are very afraid of all the fireworks we've sent to California illegally, because we wish them well, and we hope that nobody starts a fire, and but we're glad we get our money up front. So...
Cash first, you know.
Yes, it's not even COD anymore. That's codfish. You catch it the day, we don't need it. We just want money up front. No.
A linchpin. Anytime you read a story with the word linchpin in it, it doesn't sound good, but it says a linchpin for these efforts is the sale of safe and sane fireworks, which not only has proven to reduce the use of illegal pyrotechnics, but also provides funds for enhanced enforcement efforts. So I guess that means the people who are selling the safe and sane stuff are like spearheading the efforts to get rid of the illegal fireworks, which makes sense.
Well, yes, the it stems even further than that. You know, it's the companies that control the safe and sane fireworks would like to see all the real firework guys out of business, because right. they control, you know, the Sam's Club and the Walgreens and the Walmarts and all the box stores.
Right.
And but safe and sane fireworks, really, I don't they just piss you off, though? I mean, really, they just, to me, you're just not seeing anything fun. I mean, they're just not, you know, I mean, they're aggravating you, especially when you get like a smoke rocket. You know, you spend all this time putting this rocket in a tube, you know, and you're looking for a tube and you're going all over the garage trying to get like conduit or something, you know, and you do all this effort, you know, and because you bought this at Sam's Club and you trust them.
Right. And you're like getting mom's old walker and you're cutting the legs off.
You're doing everything. Yeah. You're ruining house furniture. And, what happens is you light this and it just sits there and smokes. And then they think that's what rockets do.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
A smoke rocket. That's what the safe and sane people promote, is fireworks to piss you off, you know? So to them, you know, I'm glad that we have the illegal fireworks going into California to keep everybody having fun out there,
well,
you know?
Well, if you had a guess how many tons of illegal fireworks have been confiscated in California this year, what would you say?
I would say, well, we shipped, what, about 6 tons? So I think that...
Well, not all of it got confiscated, though, so
no, hopefully. We had a few get away, yeah. So I'd say probably at least 3 tons of fireworks.
No, this is an unbelievable number. More, according, again, to the Sacramento Business Wire, whatever that is, but more than 175 tons of illegal fireworks have been confiscated in California this year. Now, could it be just propaganda trying to keep people from bringing fireworks
Definitely, in? Definitely, yeah. That's 350,000 pounds of fireworks. We didn't ship that.
Well, with both the size and frequency of seizures growing as the traditional holiday approaches, in June, El Monte police found 22 tons of illegal fireworks in a warehouse. Now, how many tons of fireworks are in this warehouse
that we said? Oh, my God.
Illegal ones.
Well, I mean, if we're going to count the cardboard, no. But I'm just, if we had a guesstimate, I would say each truck that comes in here is 26,000 pounds, I think. So that's 13 tons.
Okay.
So, you know, without giving any numbers away, because you never know who's listening to the podcast, but I'd say there's probably...
there's more than 22 tons here.
Yes, I think
so. Yeah. But so police found 22 tons of illegal fireworks in a warehouse, followed by the confiscation of 250 pounds at a store a week later. Well, I weigh more than 250 pounds. That's no big deal.
No, that's...
In mid-May...
You could always catch you in a store, especially like Shields. They can catch you there every day.
Right. In mid-May, Monterey Park officials removed 25 tons of fireworks from a warehouse, enough to fill 7 large tractor trailers.
Yeah, so that's not. When you put it in those terms, really, tractor trailers don't, you know.
The perennial problem of illegal fireworks has been magnified this year by drought conditions that raise the possibility of wildfires. And then it goes on, blah, 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 blah. But whatever, I guess the point here, in Fargo, there is no drought, and they're legal, so. Yeah.
And doesn't California always have a fire anyways, even without fireworks? They always seem to be burning up the forest preserves and everything up there.
Right, that's all, the people up in the mountain, yeah. And they're...
And I remember, I mean, Keegan's probably a little bit too young to remember this, but didn't they have a Smokey the Bear commercial? No one, you know, that big guy would say, don't throw your cigarette butts out the window.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Smokey the Bear. They really ought to put those commercials back on because I don't think people are listening to them. They're just throwing their cigarettes out the window. They could not even be started by fireworks. That's the thing. Everyone blames fireworks for everything.
Well, but are you talking about fires or are you talking about litter? Because throwing your cigarette out the window, litter.
Well, it's litter, but it's also lit. Yes. Might be why they call it litter. Now you think about it. So.
Well, but remember the other the other commercial with the Indian with the tear in his.
Well, yeah, that was about litter. They threw garbage at his feet.
Yeah,
I mean, who does that
stuff? The poor guy standing on the side of the road. Next thing you know, he's got a big gulp sitting on his toe.
He was actually trying to hitch a ride. I mean, that's illegal too. So obviously.
Well,
two wrongs don't make a right.
Was he trying to hitch a ride, or was he just trying not to lose his land?
Well, we don't really know, but needless to say, he didn't have a car. He lost his car, too, then, because, you know, maybe the tear was from being walking down a highway.
Probably with moccasins on hurt.
But I'm sure tears are a lot more than a big gulp at his toe. But besides that, you should never litter, people out there. Don't litter.
I guess the point is, though, but one of the things I would say is it's a very effective commercial because, heck, I remember it. And how long ago was that commercial?
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago.
I'm sure if we looked on YouTube or whatever, it would be. Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Before I was alive. I think
There was Indian crying. That's
21
on
years
there.
Ago.
Yeah. 21 years ago. Wow. Keegan's been here for 7 years now.
He's worked this. I was talking to Savannah yesterday. We played a game and here, and she said she's been working here for like 9 years or 10 years, something like that.
She's been here a long time as well.
We've got a lot of employees that worked here a long time. That's
They try and escape, but we've been managed to secure the premises, and we keep them.
Yeah. They won't let me go. No, I love it. I love it here.
It's the it's hard to train people. So once you get them in here, you don't want to let them go.
Yeah, you don't want to let them go. Yeah. You know? And so, I think that people like the all of our employees. I think they kind of like the atmosphere, and we kind of make it as fun as we can. And you see them how they're sprawled out on the counters. I mean, you know, who allows that? You ever see a guy do that in Walmart, sleep on your checkout?
No, but here we
it's like a normal thing. Yeah,
it's not even frowned upon. We encourage that kind of activity.
We're happy they showed up.
And we try to cook them a pork chop in a toaster oven.
Yeah.
So, well, from the bad news about fireworks out in California, there's some good news coming from New York, I believe it is. From the New York Post. This is the headline, Business Cashing In on Macy's 4th of July Fireworks. So thankful business owners are getting ready for an explosive chance to cash in now that Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is back on the East River. Hotels are seeing dollar signs in the skies thanks to the switch from the Hudson River and are charging New Year's Eve-like rates for the event. At a New York City hotel in Long Island, a spot on the rooftop deck to watch the fireworks 100 feet above the city is going for $125.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So, but are fireworks are they legal for people to shoot off there? Do you know?
No, fireworks are illegal in New York.
Oh, so that's kind of like Chicago. They go to the parks and the downtown to watch the fireworks.
See, now that's kind of funny because that man on the wall right there, that John Gotti up there.
We're in your office, yeah, so we're in your office, explain.
So we have to explain. There's a picture of John Gotti in the office here, and when he did fireworks in New York, they wanted to arrest him, but Macy's does it, and it's quite all right. See, so it just, I guess it's all in who you know in New York. But try and dye your river green, too. It'll be like have the eco people after you, you know. But you can do it when you're in the big cities. But, yeah, the Macy's parade is a great fireworks extravaganza, which I think they canceled for like a year or something like that, and they brought it back. So, yeah, that should be pretty good. That's always fun.
Do you know what?
Fun.
Why did they cancel it? Just funding?
I think it was funding before, and then, I don't know, I think they decided to bring it back.
Well, obviously, they're all going to cash in on it now.
Yeah, I mean, that's... you know, years ago, they tried to do away with fireworks and have laser shows for all these towns. And the laser shows just never really worked out. You know, without that explosion and bang and boom, that's really what makes fireworks.
It's kind of like a smoke rocket.
Yeah. Laser show just wants to piss you off.
Yeah, right.
We came here, yeah, okay, let's go.
And in fact, I think that was the marketing scheme for the laser people. Hey, we're better than smoke rockets.
Yeah. And they did win the they won that deal.
I remember growing up and Kiss was one of my favorite bands, and I remember that was like a huge thing, like, oh, they're coming out on tour in 84 and now they have lasers and it's going to be the coolest thing ever. And it's all it is some lights. It's just they're going to walk out from this laser thing, but don't look at it directly because it'll burn your retinas and you might die. But can we just get some pyro? Can we get some, you know, some smoke, some flames? And
yeah, you go to them concerts with the, you know, the stage pyro, and that's just so much more enjoyable.
Yeah, than a laser. You
know. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure, yes, a few people have got burned and there's been a few stampedes, but hey, they had fun before it happened, and that's all that matters. Now, our contribution to the laser show is we gave out, what I think it was, Keegan, 2,000?
Yep, over 2,000.
Over 2,000 glow sticks and lanyards to the Red Hawks game. What night was that? Wednesday night. Thursday night.
Thursday, yep.
What's the Red Hawks?
The local baseball team here in Fargo.
Okay.
So we gave over 2,000 lanyards out, and it's a good thing we did because in the ninth inning, they lost power.
Really?
So good thing that we supplied the stadium with glow sticks.
Were you at the game?
I was, yeah.
And everyone was able to see the see their way out of there. With, you know, without Star Fireworks, people would have been stampeded on and trampled.
You've saved lives.
Yes, we saved lives with our with our glow sticks. And so, I mean, that's...
confiscated how many tons of glow sticks?
Yeah, every now and then the good Lord shines his light upon me, and we lit the way.
That's unbelievable. You should get the city medal
city
of
key.
Honor.
It's the key to the city. Key to the city. Key to the city.
I think you need the key to the city.
So, I mean, it can go down in history that, I mean, Moses spread the Red Sea, but Johnny led everyone to safety at the Red Hawks game.
With the glow sticks.
With the glow sticks.
Now, is there going to be an investigation or anything? Did you have anything to do with the lights going out?
I had nothing to do. I was maybe the laser.
Did you maybe have is there a little wager on the game and you were losing? Did the Red Hawks win?
We were down by one. So bottom of the ninth, we were down by one.
Did the lights went off? Did the game get canceled or did they just
say
it's over?
They were telling us that it would take about 20, 30 minutes before they got things going. So everyone was out of there.
But they still finished the game?
I think so. I didn't follow up on that.
But and you don't know. You don't know who won then, obviously.
No. No. And we never, yeah, we never looked back at the game, you know. Once the lights go off.
We saw the green glow sticks and we were like, okay. Yes.
I'm just glad that I wasn't able to throw the first pitch out that night because here it was very busy and I had work very late. So Keegan went to represent us. But who did
you throw out the first pitch?
Who threw out the first pitch?
You know what? It was just a nice old citizen of Fargo, North Dakota. That was
Supporter
of Star Fireworks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad that someone enjoyed. I'm sure he enjoyed doing that. So that was good.
You should have sent girl in some shorts and a nice t-shirt or something and a little
the problem is, Ron, they just don't know how to throw a baseball. You know, they're good at what they do, as far as going on a field with shorts and getting a suntan and all that, but I mean, just they're just not good at throwing baseball. And could it be any worse than that? Who was the guy that just threw out that last pitch?
50 Cent.
Yeah.
Okay. 50 Cent?
Now, if that guy.
What did he do?
Oh, my God.
He threw the first pitch at a game. I don't know which game it was, but it went far to the left, possibly into the crowd.
It had to be like a major league game, right?
Yeah. He's got a little more clout than we do here at Star.
His pin pan is strong.
Yeah.
I think the problem, and not that I know, I never really pitched, but the problem is because you're standing on the mound, and that makes it more difficult because you're up higher. So trying to throw that pitch, if you don't practice that from a mound, you're done for. You'll know somebody who knows what they're doing because they'll stand in front of the mound because it's lower, and then it's just like playing catch.
Is the mound really that? I've really never been.
It's high. It's
I have been to the Field of Dreams, though, when we were at one of the PGIs.
I don't think that counts.
And I did play ball on the Field of Dreams.
Did they let you play ball there?
They let you play ball. There's bat. Yes, there's bats and balls there. You just grab them out of the bucket there and go play.
I find it hard. I've known you for 30-something years. I've never seen you pick up a bat and a ball in my life.
Well, you've
that
seen
you're riding your go-karts.
You've seen me pick up a bat, just never.
Not from playing ball,
Usually the bat comes out around the 8th of July when they don't pay for their fireworks, and then we bring the bat in there. We use their head as the ball.
Do they charge you to go play out there?
No, they let you. That's part of the thing. And it's you come out of the cornfield, and we got pictures there. You know, I should get those pictures out and we should put those up here on the podcast and
on the website.
Yeah, me coming out of the cornfields, and that was in Amana, Iowa. We were there for a PGI years ago.
Oh, okay.
And we played ball on the thing.
What's PGI?
The Pyrotechnicians Guild International. Okay. See, for everyone who's listening, Ron is really a banker. So he sits in at these podcasts.
I'm the only one that knows how to operate a microphone.
He's our controller here of everything. Yeah. So for all you strike that.
I've been upfront from the beginning.
His honesty is good. And that's what makes these shows fun, is that we're just two normal guys.
And now today we got three.
Yeah. and now we got Keegan here to, because he is, I think in his little world, a world-renowned pyrotechnician.
I wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah, and him and his brother have been doing fireworks for many, many years and putting on their own shows. Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
We enjoy it.
I send people to Keegan all the time. Hey, Keegan, help them out, because I have no idea what they're talking about.
I learned from the best. That's all I can say.
There you go. Well,
thank you, Keegan. Who are you talking about? No.
Well, we know we're not talking about Dino.
Yeah. No, Dino's is Dino at the windbreak tonight, or is he actually? Yeah. We should have
the windbreak is the local.
Yeah, usually
home.
I go out and check the parking lot to see his truck, but I didn't do that tonight. I was kind of busy, and I never got out to check to see if he actually was home. But oh well.
Well, it's when you talk about all your employees here and your man, and even your father helps out and stuff. It's like you've become the dad, and it's funny.
Yes, this is you and
I have grown up together, and now all of a sudden I'm seeing you turn into the dad, and I'm sure it's going to be easy for me. Although I am a father, I have a son, but I mean you don't have one, so it's kind of funny to watch you have to be responsible for everybody, because I know you don't want to.
Yeah, no, all my life I tried to get away from responsibility, and all my life it's hit me in the face hard. Not to mention my poor father falling out of the car and breaking his fall with his face. I mean, it looks like a Grandpa Chucky doll. I mean, just really terrible. Unfortunately, this show is supposed to be about pyro.
We are getting
back to pyro. But these are just the things that go on at Star Fireworks here at midnight and some of the stuff. And, you know, fireworks are fun, but sometimes talking about the explosion is not as much fun. So we try and make this show interesting. And we have given some good informative news about California. And we're going to move on
we'll
to...
We're moving on. Well, you were doing good, I like just hearing about you trying to shirk off your responsibilities.
Yes.
Trying to take care of... You were more specifically trying to teach two, like, 14-year-old football players that you hire that work here. You were trying to teach them how to stock, and it's like herding kittens. It's impossible to do.
Yeah. No, they want to they want to slam the fireworks. I'm like, this is. I'm glad we're not serving somebody's dinner. I mean, they just throw a plate at you. But you know, you never know. And, you know, 14, and the next thing you know, they're 16, and the next thing you know, they're Keegan's age, and they're still here. So
right.
We can't give up on them yet.
We've had a tremendous amount of them come through here, and we've taught them all. So.
Yes, we've had a lot of good talent come in, but you know, unfortunately, I'm not getting any younger, so we really have to find some new replacements.
Has to be a succession plan.
Yes, right now we started a for every good thing you do, you get a number. And I call it the golden ticket for the Wonka factory.
So, okay.
You know, in case of my demise, there's got to be someone to take over. So, you know, who will be the next Charlie? We don't know. We're waiting to see it. You know, so come in with your tickets.
Oh, man. All right. I got another story here. This is from the APA. What the APA is, the what? American Pyrotechnics Association?
Yep.
All right, and this talks about how fireworks have actually the sales have gone up, and how the kind of in contradiction to the story from California, it talks about how they're actually becoming more safe and less people are getting hurt. So here, Bethesda, Maryland, June of 2014. As Independence Day quickly approaches, consumers are visiting the thousands of fireworks retail sales establishments across the nation. This is much happier.
Yes.
Than the California story, right?
Yes.
Talking about linchpins and things.
Nobody likes a negative Nancy.
Unless you're Tony Soprano, you don't want a linchpin. No. You don't need one.
No linchpins.
Across the nation to stock up on sparklers, cones, fountains, and many other varieties of consumer fireworks devices for their backyard celebrations. See, celebration, yes. Much happier. If I had some Cool in the Gang right now, I'd be playing it. Americans in certain states will have a greater variety of fireworks, as well as more places to purchase them, due to the national trend in relaxing the consumer fireworks laws. Is that something that people talk about?
Yes, it has been relaxing in a way, the consumer firework laws, but our government has made laws for fireworks much stricter, which in turn makes fireworks a little more safer, but also doesn't make them as much fun either sometimes, you know, but...
Spoken like a true pyrotechnic.
Yes, I mean, you know.
All right, okay. According to the APA, consumer fireworks retailers have reported that sales are off to a brisk start. The APA predicts a banner year. And again, banner year.
All good stuff.
These guys are glass half full kind of guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when it comes to fireworks. For fireworks sales, as long as we have to explain, we're in an office, so the phone might go off.
You might hear the phones ringing, yeah.
Fireworks sales, as long as Mother Nature cooperates and provides good weather for the long 4th of July holiday weekend. Despite the sluggish economy, consumer fireworks revenues have climbed steadily from $600 million in 2006 to $662 million, so that's 10% plus,
10%, sure.
In 2013. So it took 7 years, it's gone up 10%, which, you know, probably seems realistic. If sales remain strong through July 4th and the weather cooperates, which in Fargo we know it has, in California not so much, people in New York are happy, consumer fireworks revenues could easily exceed $675 million for the 2014 fireworks season, says Julie L. Heckman, executive director of the APA. Backyard fireworks have never been in more demand, more popular and more demand. Since 2000, there has been an ongoing proliferation of state and local legislation to relax consumer fireworks laws and lift fireworks prohibitions. 46 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, allow the sale and use of some types of consumer fireworks.
Yes.
So that's very good. With the liberalization of consumer fireworks laws and record-breaking growth in backyard fireworks uses, the number of fireworks-related injuries and fires has dramatically declined. Now, that's insane to think that the usage has gone up, but the injuries and the fires and everything else has declined.
Yes.
The fireworks-related injury rate is 43% lower than it was in 2000 when the trend in relaxing consumer fireworks laws was first installed. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What I mean, is it any just better education, you think?
Well, it's it's a safer firework, and the you know, by making fireworks with more gram weight, they can actually make them safer than before. So it's actually, you know, you're getting the sound up there a lot higher, you're getting the shell up there a lot higher. So it actually does make fireworks a lot more safer, and I'm sure there's been a very good decrease in brush fires, because most of the time, by the time the stuff comes down, it's already died out, you know.
Okay.
But I think on a couple of podcasts ago, weren't we talking about them studies, like half the...
yeah, we were talking about the studies in the...
half of the people are right half of the time, or I forget what the actual...
Of the people are right half... Oh, we have company.
Oh, company's coming
Look
in.
Who it is.
There we go. Yes, this is a visit from, we like to call him around here, Poppy.
Your dad
That's
here.
My dad. My dad is here. And, yes, he still looks a little...
He's looking a little hungry.
Would you like to join us? We're talking about fireworks.
No, I think we'll leave him out of this podcast. The earphones will make his ears sweat, and then it won't be probably too good. And that would keep him up at night. I mean, and it's already 1 o'clock in the morning. But
it's, yeah, 12:45.
12:45, that's good. So there he is. He's early. So let's go on to
what we have here. We got a couple options. We could talk about some things I saw in Vegas, and then I have some Fourth of July in Vegas, so we can look our pyro playhouse, as we like to call it, and we can comment on that. Or I also we did guess the fake firework name with some of your employees. You want to play?
Oh,
you
yes.
want to listen
let's,
to a game
let's
first?
Let's listen to the game.
All
first,
right,
yes.
let's
the show me, that blows.
The what?
The show that blows.
What does that mean?
This is a show that blows up things.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That.
So what I did was I showed them four firework names. Three of them are real, and one of them was fake. And the first two we had was Courtney and Chris. So let's hear. And these are two employees that have been around here for a long time.
Now they should have guessed these completely right, I would think.
You think? Okay. Let's listen to them talk about it, and then we can try and guess if they get it right. Hold on.
Sounds good.
Let's get the thing up here. All right. Let's go. Let's listen. And I got, of course, as usual, I got a little sound effects in there.
Musical. Course.
Here we go. We're at Star Fireworks Retail Week, so we're all busy and doing a bunch of stuff here and there. But we got some time, and we decided to play a little game. Pick the fake firework, and I have Courtney here and Justin.
Oh, it's Courtney and Justin.
Oh,
Courtney and Justin.
Fargo.
Justin.
Fargo.
Okay, and you both work here.
Yeah.
How's it been so far?
Pretty good.
I tried to get them to spill some dirt on you, but they weren't going to.
They were breaking.
Sounds like they just woke up. You probably shook them off their registers, yeah. And they had a, like, you know, they're probably
it was
still
it
yawning.
Was last night, quite late. So,
oh
yeah,
well, okay.
So but they were working hard, so it was hard. Let's listen to what they
crisis or what.
All right, let's hear what they said.
A voice from the peanut gallery back.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you four fireworks names, and then you're going to have to pick the fake one. Three of them are real, and one of them's fake. So here's the first ones. Why don't you, Courtney, why don't you read all four?
Okay, there's Vengeful Texan, Sphincter Splitter, Dragon Farts, or Clown Vomit.
All right, so that's it. Let's go off of those four. Which one do you guys think is the fake name? All right, first of all, do you know which one's the fake name?
Yes.
Which one is the fake name?
It would be that Sphincter Splitter.
No.
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 John, you got to know this.
You're thinking it's Dragon Farts?
Clown Vomit.
Yes, he's right. Clown Vomit is fake, the fake name.
Wow.
Now, the game, although I'm impressed or shocked that you didn't know it, but the game is, do you think Courtney and Justin will know which one is the fake one?
I don't think they will.
You don't think they will?
I know Courtney will know Vengeful Texan's real, but
other
than that, she's clueless.
Because I think out of all... out of all these, Vengeful Texan is the one we sell that here.
Yeah, we have that here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hear what they do. Three of those are
fake
real.
One?
Yeah, the fake one.
Oh boy,
I think the Texan's real.
See, she knew that.
Yeah.
Wait, are we going for the fake one?
Yeah, you got to pick the fake one.
All
right. He's a real Columbo.
I'd say Clown Vomit.
Oh,
Sphincter Splitter.
Yeah, it's, she's right. Clown vomit is the fake one. There you go. All right. So what
is now is Justin? I'm very impressed. Is Justin the one working tonight? No,
he is. Yeah, he's out there.
He's the one that he was. He's the one that looked like Saved by the Bell. He looks like Mario Lopez.
Now there you go, getting all racist.
No. That's not, I wish I looked like Mario Lopez.
I wish. Yeah.
I'm shocked. You have like a. You can in the downtime. You can like hire some of your employees as celebrity lookalikes.
Yes.
Since I've been working here, I've worked with Dana Carvey, Eric Stoltz, and now Mario Lopez. Yeah. I just wish I was working with Charlize Theron at some point, but it just doesn't happen. But.
No, we got quite the opposite going on this year. But
you have all these celebrity lookalikes. So, but in Courtney's to Courtney's behest, she got it right.
She did.
I got it.
Let me tell you.
I'm yeah.
Us vets. If she could get here for a while, we know our thing.
If she could just get here on time, we'd have a real winner.
All right, let's hear the next one. So the next one's rhino dancing, ass kicking mule hoof crackers, cats in the kitchen, and naughty elephant. Do you guys know which one is fake?
I'd have to say cats in the kitchen. I have no idea.
Yes, I know the ass-kicking mule hoof crackers is correct.
Is that you've seen that
rhino,
one before?
Yeah, rhino dancing is definitely one of them. I'd say I'm going to say the cats in the kitchen.
Yeah, you're right. You guys are both right. Let's see if they get
They get it, yeah.
All right, now, Justin, get closer to the mic. Why don't you read those next four?
All right, rhino dancing, ass-kicking mule hoof crackers.
Hoof crackers, he says it.
Cats in the kitchen. Naughty elephant.
All right, which one do you think is the fake firework name? And you got to admit, some of these names of the fireworks that you guys see coming through here, there's so many goofy ones that this is pretty much an easy thing to do.
I'm gonna have to say naughty elephant.
I'm going
to
go with that one too.
No, they're actually, both wrong. I think cats in the kitchen.
Cats in the kitchen, yeah, definitely.
Cats in the kitchen.
All right, Courtney, here's the next one. Read those four.
Okay, slap shot, sizzle, monkeys violate the heaven palace, Larry, and thunder crab.
All right, out of those four, which one's it?
Yeah, this really got me going here. I think monkeys violate the heaven palace is such a long name. I don't know who would name that, so I don't know about that one. Thunder crab, I think, is a good name.
That sounds like a good one. Larry, you wouldn't expect it, but no. I think it's trying to trick us.
Could that be named after the firework icon Larry Lomas that passed away a couple years ago? Yeah, in fact, I think that computer monitor is from Larry Lomas. And we got a few things from the dead guy here around here. Yeah.
All right.
We got that. So I'm thinking maybe Larry named that one after himself.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go with that monkeys violate the heaven palace. Although that sounds like it could be real,
It could be real, but I'm going to agree with you. I'll go with that.
What do you think? Do you think they're going to get it right?
I think they're going to go for that, Larry. Yeah. They're going to fall into that trap.
All right, let's see.
All right, guys, if you want to talk amongst yourselves, figure out which one is the fake one.
You go for the most normal one, Larry.
Yeah, I think Larry, that doesn't...
No, actually, Slapshot Sizzle is the fake one.
Slapshot Sizzle is...
I made that one up. You know, you're in North Dakota. I figure hockey. University of North Dakota.
Well, that will not be fake next year because we're going to use that name. One. Yeah, put that name down.
All right, and then the next four, we have kind of a movie theme, so let's hear what they say.
A hockey name. Although, here in North Dakota, I would think a hockey one.
I gave them the same speech I gave you.
The slap shot.
I think I'm hearing things double around.
Justin, why don't you read those last four?
James Bomb, Faster and Furious. Chitty Chatty Bang Bang.
He's not good at reading, is he?
Chitty Bang Bang.
Must be his heritage.
Nightmare
on
Your Street.
All right, yeah, those are all kind of movie themes, so which ones do you think is fake? All right, which one do you guys think
is
fake?
Well, I know the real one is definitely James Bomb. That's a brother's cake.
I would say Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sounds like a real one as well.
Yeah. Faster and Furious, I think. I think Nightmare on Your Street, which I like that name.
Nightmare on Your Street?
Yeah, I think that would be... I think that's a fake name, but I think I'm going to use that one too.
No, that's actually a real one.
Oh.
I made that one up. Faster and Furious. So what do you think? They're going to get it?
I don't think they're going to get it.
All right, let's see.
Go Faster and Furious.
I think James Bond.
No, he's right. He was Faster and Furious. Wow, look at that. Wow. You guys are good. One each.
He gets a
one for four.
All right, well, guys, thanks for playing. Have fun. We're working at Star Fireworks, and people come by and see you guys on the floor. All right, and now we have Savannah
and Chris.
Retail week has kicked in. We have Savannah,
we'll do this one more time.
And Chris here. They're going to play Pick the Fike Firework Name. Although I think we need a better name for this skit. Can you?
I like to name things.
For this, like Firework Game or something like that. If you think of something, let me know. No?
No.
They're shy.
All right. Very shy. Chris, where are you from?
Fargo.
From Fargo and Savannah?
I'm Fargo. Also from Fargo.
And how long you guys
Savannah's got
here?
That. She's ready to play.
This is my 11th season.
Wow.
Oh, I think that's longer than I have been here.
Okay, maybe it's my 10th then.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, maybe it's or 9.
It's
I think it's like 8. Because I don't think I've been here 11 years.
Oh, holy cow.
We're the veterans.
The veterans.
See, she's bringing
up the
veterans. All right,
well, I can tell you that Chris and Justin played earlier, and they got 2 right and 2 wrong. So, by no means do you have to, it doesn't have to be a concurrence. You guys can agree to disagree or whatever. So, the first 4, Savannah, why don't you read the 4 names?
Okay, Vengeful Texan, Sphincter Splitter, Dragon Farts, and Clown Vomit.
Oh, you think they're going to get it? Now, you guys, let's see if you can figure out.
I think Savannah is very very smart on this. I think she's going to get it. Yeah.
The first one's tough.
Let's see.
I'm going to say this one.
Which one?
She points.
Splitter.
Okay.
She's too embarrassed to say this.
No, you guys are both wrong, actually. Clown Vomit is the fake one. Actually, John liked that one, and he was going to try and make a firework next year.
Dragon Farts.
So, like all right, I like Chris, that one why don't too. You do these second 4?
Rhino Dancing, Ass Kicking Mule Hoof Crackers,
mm-hmm.
Cats in the Kitchen, Naughty Elephant.
All right.
This one is tough because Cats in the Kitchen is such a...
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Should be
Cats in a Cradle.
You guys are right.
They were right.
They're right on
there
that
you
one.
Go. And you guys see all these fireworks every day, all day. So obviously, you know the names are getting crazy with these fireworks. So I think you guys would be good at this game. So all right, Savannah, another 4.
Slap Shot Sizzle, Monkeys Violate the Heaven Palace, Larry.
That's a wild
and
name.
It is. Right. It gets me every
those
time.
Those 4 guys. Which one do you think is a fake one?
That'd be a huge cake to have that much writing on it.
I'm going to say Larry, too.
No, it's actually Slapshot Sizzle.
See, nobody got that one.
Although that would be good.
We should Google that and find out who the maker of that Larry cake is.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Larry,
no.
I'd like
for
to
next
see
time.
The Larry
remember. Write that down.
What the
it
Larry
sounds boring.
Larry.
Larry.
So much for a Johnny
right,
cake.
James Bomb, Faster and the Furious. Oh, Fast and Furious, sorry. Chitty
Faster
Chitty, Bang Bang, Nightmare on Your Street.
Yep. Which one do you think is the fake one?
James Bomb.
I'm going to say Nightmare on Your Street.
No, you guys are both wrong. It's Faster and Furious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But James Bomb is
anyway,
a popular one.
Thanks for
one.
Playing.
Is it?
You
don't have that here.
No.
Yeah, you guys did a little.
We did have
so
it here before.
Compared
did
to Justin and Courtney, so, but that's okay.
That was it. That was our little game, so we did good at that.
Thanks for playing, guys. Talk to you later.
Got a little write-out music there. You like that?
Very nice.
Very nice. Very professional podcast here. This Fireworks Brigade is really, if you're not listening, it's your own fault.
Make sure to tip your waitress. It sounds like we're at the piano bar, although that's where your dad just came from, I think.
Came
so.
From the piano bar with no piano.
All right. And you know what? Let's talk about this. I saw this in the paper. And actually, I was just in Vegas for a real estate bankers convention in May. And now the world has come to bottle service. Everything is bottle service. You know, if you pay $500 for the bottle, you can sit at the table, you know, whatever you want. So you can sit at the table and drink or do whatever if you're willing to pay exorbitant amounts of money for a bottle.
Yes.
So what I saw here is there's a bar or a club in Vegas called Haksan.
Haksan,
Las Vegas.
Sounds like a Japanese club.
I think it is.
I think so too.
Yeah. So, but it's got a, we have an interruption. What's up, Ingrid?
Can I go home?
Can you wait 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Wait 10 minutes. We'll be done.
Wait 10 minutes and then we'll conclude this podcast. Yeah. And then we'll relieve you of your duty here.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate that because if you weren't out there, then somebody might come in and.
Yeah.
So we're almost done. So anyway, Haksan at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Okay. And this I got from bornrich.com, which seems like a cool website. But anyway. Yes. All right. So bottle service. Once again, this is the first nightclub in Las Vegas for the restaurant brand. The restaurant chain has outlets in many major cities in the world, including New York, Miami, and London. This particular nightclub has been developed as a five-level culinary and is considered as a mecca for the nightlife. Haksan of Las Vegas is housed in the MGM Grand Hotel, which I just said, and casino. A unique feature of Haksan is its bottle service, which costs blank and can be considered as the most expensive service of its kind in the world. Now, what would you think would be the most expensive bottle service in the world?
Now, let's bring it into reality, because this bottle service... Star Fireworks supplies those sparklers that go on top of the bottle with our famous bottle clips. So that would bring up the price of the bottle service.
Well, right.
Just a tad.
That's what attracted me to the story, because if when you look through, so here, well, yeah, I'll show Keegan the picture.
Oh, wow.
When you look through the picture, you go to bornrich.com and just search in bornrich.com Haksan. It's H-A-K-K-A-S-A-N. Maybe it's Haka-san. My Oriental.
Your Japanese is I'm not really...
A little off.
Yeah.
See, but there's a picture there, and they have the bottles with the sparklers on there. And now, but isn't there some places where you can't do that anymore?
There are a few cities. Miami's thinking about outlawing, but they haven't yet, though. And Vegas was talking about it, but as far as we know, they haven't outlawed it yet, unless these are just... they're not ordering anymore. That would make our bottle, so would that make us not be able to get a bottle? so we are hoping we don't lose that Haksan account.
Haksan.
Yes.
Well, but yeah. So anyway, so there. That's the thing. Is so now you get the bottle. You get a bottle, and you get a booth. I hope you get a booth, and
I think you get your own waiter with that too.
I didn't say what it cost you. What do you think it could possibly cost? Now, you know, this is the Midwest. We're in Fargo, North Dakota. So, for what you pay for a bottle at Haksan, I'm thinking you can buy a couple really nice homes in this area.
No way.
Yes. Guess how much you think it is.
I mean, when we're talking about homes here now, I'm thinking.
Yes, homes have gone up in Fargo too, and we still might be able to get two of them.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get a nice $180,000 home, but that's crazy if it's even that high.
No, the unique feature of the Haksan is its bottle service, which costs $500,000 and could be considered the most expensive service of its kind in the world. Who in the heck in their right mind?
Exactly. Who can
afford
this?
I would imagine, is there one person in the club? I mean, who is, I mean, you know, I don't make hardly any money here, but that's okay. I don't want to talk about it now. It's overrated, but I mean... I have a hard time finding friends, you know, now. Could you imagine if I had to find friends that actually had $500,000 to go out on a Friday with me?
Well, I'd like to know that person, because I'd like to. For $500,000, it's not even...
this guy's got something on Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, you know.
that's insane. Yes. The world. What is the world coming to when someone could... When someone has... I mean, it's like... How does that possibly work? Do they charge you extra for the mixers? I mean, at that point, you know, you would think you would own the club.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, $500,000, but you do get the mixers for free, and okay. I think you get your own waiter. I mean,
but I'm sure you got to put a tip in there, no?
Oh, I couldn't.
What's a tip? How could, half a mil?
How could you tip 15% to the poor guy? God forbid. I mean,
you sound like an old Jewish person there.
Oh boy, how can I tip this man? But anyways, yes, I mean, $500,000 at 20% tip is that 100? No, 100. How does that? Why am I 10%?
10%.
10% would be 50 grand.
Yeah, I mean, it's $100,000 tip. Yeah, so now it's went up from $500,000 to $600,000. But I will say the sparklers are very good quality.
Yes,
so,
you know what? But I don't think you're getting anywhere near what you should be getting for those sparklers if they're charging half a mil for a bottle.
No, we're gonna go over this me and Keegan
As soon as this podcast is over, we have some phone calls to make. Yes. But I read that, and I can't imagine. Again, some people, $500,000 would change anybody's life, but these people have that to spend in one night.
From going down to the clubs in Miami, we found out they were getting $1,500 a bottle, and we were kind of shocked. And then we heard it was like $150 to get in. to walk in a door, and we just kept walking. So, I mean, this is a whole new level of friends. We need to
right,
go
right.
there and hang out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, get a job at Hakkasan.
Well, right. Well, I'm sure that's.
I mean, all I got to do is work one night, get a $100,000 tip, and I'm done for the year. I mean,
right. Well, yeah. How does that work?
I mean, who is going to work?
Exactly. you get your employee for one night.
Yeah, because you ran into the guy like,
I'll see you next October. I'm done.
I know. I mean, and that's probably the next time a guest will come in too.
From the picture on BornRich.com, it looks like it's a bunch of happy, smiling faces. So,
well, I would be smiling too if I could go out and spend $600,000 a night.
Maybe. They have part of the 22 tons of illegal fireworks or something yeah. that they're selling.
I think they're probably up there in the Williston area. Probably got that oil money there, and they're just living it up there.
They're working at McDonald's, getting $25, $30 an hour.
Yeah, $30 an hour. And then they're probably doing a bottle service there, you know? Who's ever had
McDonald's
land? Yeah, got their land leased. Yeah. Yeah, a quarter pounder in Williston, I think, costs $18.50 now.
Oh, gosh, man.
A Happy Meal is $45. Now, how happy does that make you? Oh, good
it's
God.
It's the unhappy meal.
It's the the angry meal, like our angry face rockets. They're angry.
Starting at $8.99. Come on down.
All right, and I guess the last thing is what we've done is we've always done like a pyro playhouse. And here I'll even play our little intro music. We're in the lobby. Got to get some popcorn.
Get some. Oh, I smell the popcorn.
But Johnny always tells his dates to stay away from the glass case.
Oh, it's like jewelry. Like don't right. look there.
So we're in the lobby. Let's let them.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas, looking for strippers and cocaine. So tonight, I make a toast.
What? What do you got there?
Oh yeah!
So that's our intro. So what I got here, we're in Vegas now. We'll stay on the Vegas theme. So I got something from YouTube, and we'll put this link up on the website later. But so this is Vegas fireworks on the 4th of July. So let's just run it, and let's see what if we could talk
isn't
about it.
Isn't that something? Yeah, that's
crazy. Right off
the rooftops. All the rooftops. Yeah. Yeah, it's just beautiful there.
Wow. So what... I guess, let's explain what we see.
Yep.
I mean, that's just phenomenal. The view of this camera is got to be, it's unbelievable. Somebody from on top of some type of hotel, we're seeing the Treasure Island, the Venetian, the Mirage. So, I mean, what would have to be considered? What would you have to take into consideration to do something like this? I mean, they're all synchronized, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
So it's just unbelievable. And
it's a helicopter probably doing all the filming.
Is it? You think so? Oh, it's very steady.
It's stationary,
though.
Yeah.
It's very stationary. So the ones that shoot off with the tail behind it, what are those?
Those are
just comets.
Yeah, those are comets. Yep. And shells with tails, you know.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
But what a great way to really shoot fireworks, because it's so away from the public. Yep. It's on the rooftop. You're getting great height, and people are just down below. Look at all the people down there below, looking up there.
Oh, wow. And, there's a different
look
view.
At the, the different view of all that smoke there. There's a Cosmopolitan right there. Wow, that's just unbelievable.
So what's the red ones that are going up like that? It looks like lava almost going up.
Yeah, that's those are like mines,
almost,
you know?
Crackling mine.
Yeah, that's really something there. And you got all the salutes going off in the air there and all them streamers. Yeah, that's really something. But look at the just the explosions coming off the roofs over there. That's really incredible. Then you got the strobing effect there. That's beautiful, yeah.
And have you ever made it down there, John, to see
never been to Vegas for New Year's.
Now, well, this I think this is the 4th of July.
Oh, is this 4th of July? I thought it was a New Year's. Oh, okay.
I think it's the 4th
of
July.
Oh, all right. No, of course, no. We stuck here in the Batcave.
Yeah.
Can never leave here.
So, and now there's just like red. Oh, now there's a different view. That's incredible.
Yeah.
How do they synchronize that? It's all timed, and it's got to be all computerized, right?
Oh, sure, yes.
That's just incredible.
Now, what I think we should show next podcast is we'll show the same fireworks for New Year's Eve from Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
We can
compare them?
Yeah, we can compare them.
From what part of Mexico?
We'll do Acapulco on the bay.
Okay.
And we'll get to see that.
Oh, look at that.
Off the stratosphere.
Now, how does that? Is that just because they're pointing down? It almost looks like, yeah. like a waterfall. Oh.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's really
almost
sharp.
That was a ride.
Wow. Yeah, I rode that roller coaster on the stratosphere. Remember?
Did you?
Back in 1999, yeah.
How do you remember the year?
Well, it was a traumatic year for me, Ron. They've all been traumatic. That one was worse. I went on a roller coaster hoping that it would break, but it didn't.
And the colors, but you get the smoke, but the nice thing is that you could still see the fireworks, even though there's a lot of smoke from the fireworks.
Yes.
Must not have been it wasn't Fargo windy out there.
No,
that night.
No. See, they need some of that Fargo wind to bring that smoke into Minnesota.
Yeah, that's just just incredible.
But, yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll compare the American-made fireworks, which a lot of those are, of course, but most of them are Chinese-made, and then we'll compare that to the Mexican-made fireworks that we'll be seeing at the Acapulco Bay for New Year's Eve.
Nice.
Pretty impressive show there, too, as well.
I like the way there's levels, too. I mean, there's like there's lower ones. The white ones there with the tails are lower, and then you got the big red bursts that are higher up.
Now, look at there's my dad's favorite hotel, the Flamingo. He just loves that old historic place, you know.
Flamingo.
For everyone who doesn't really, that is the Flamingo, but I like to refer to it as the Flamingo. Uh-huh. Well, the son is at Cosmopolitan, living it up. Dad is at the Flamingo.
Oh,
the equivalent to Motel 6 on the Strip.
Oh, God.
But that's all right, though. He feels at home and comfortable.
That's all that matters.
Yes. Not to mention,
I think that we should just end on the Flame and Go. I think that's
well,
pretty
good. I think it's perfect for being in the fireworks business, and we're going
to
end it on the Flame and Go. Basically, light it and let's get
let
out of this office before it blows up.
But yeah, and before you know, your employees leave and your dad falls and bloodies up the walls again.
Should we put him on the podcast there? Like just a Grandpa Chucky doll on the website there. Can we tweet about that maybe? Okay.
Well, with that signing off, right? We'll see. We'll talk to everybody soon. We'll get on here at least once or twice more while we're in Fargo.
Yeah, I think we'll do a podcast maybe on the on the 4th. Maybe we can do something as we're doing some fireworks outside on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I have a mic that I can record out there. Yeah, but we should maybe try and do one like on the morning of the 4th.
That would be good too. Yeah,
because here at Star Fireworks, you're open 24 hours.
24 hours.
Starting when?
Starting July 1st, we're open 24 hours, and right now we're open from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then July 1st, we'll go 24 hours. All the way to the 5th of July at midnight.
Yeah, and that's every year you do that.
Every year, yes.
The problem with the podcast is, you know, by the time it gets on iTunes, although it'll be on the website probably by like Monday or Tuesday, but by the time it gets to iTunes, it might be Thursday or Friday. It takes them a while to do that. So, but our esteemed guest, Keegan, we have to thank him for sitting in with us.
Thanks
we hope,
so much,
we, hope we didn't bore you to death.
Not
thank
at
you,
all.
Keegan. Once again, a blast from the past.
All right, we could listen to our outro music and a little Catwoman proposing to Batman.
Ooh.
I know you like that.
Listen to this one, Keegan.
Very all right. Nice. And till next time, this is Ron the Banker.
This is Johnny Starr.
And this is Keegan Westby.
See you guys
he
later.
He used his last name. What a dummy.
You mean you're not?
Well, I mean, everybody knows Johnny Starr, but nobody knows Keegan Westby. But now they do. Yeah.
Right.
So, but
or is that his name? Maybe he's playing possum.
Dr. Keegan.
He really should be referred to Dr. Keegan, the Doctor of Fireworks. He has doctored his fireworks a lot and made some bombs. But you know, but hey, we've
had
fun.
Next time,
yes, we've had fun.
All right.
Catwoman, I'll do everything I can to rehabilitate you.
Marry me.
Everything except that. A wife, no matter how beauteous or affectionate, would severely impair my crime fighting.
But I can help you in your work. As a former criminal, I'd be invaluable.
What about Robin?
Robin? Oh, I've got it. We'll kill him.